Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning, 23 degrees. Textron Aviation has announced layoffs in Wichita, although it hasn't said yet how many. Textron has received a lot of city bond money designed to promote growth and hiring. Will this round of layoffs have an impact on that financing? Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
They still have to hire for that particular division that they're ramping up. And what Textron's actually doing is they're laying off engineers and hiring workers.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
A man was injured in a crash involving a semi and a box truck near Mount Hope yesterday afternoon. It happened at West 101st Street North and K96. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the semi was crossing K96 and blocking lanes when it was hit by the box truck. The box truck driver, 31-year-old Tyler Mason, was hospitalized in critical condition. The driver of the semi-truck was not injured.
A Wichita man has been sentenced following the beating death of his 6-month-old son.
According to a press release from District Attorney Mark Bennett's office, District Judge Bruce Brown sentenced 29-year-old Doral Gwynn to 467 months in prison. He pled guilty to second-degree murder last July. In April of 2018, Jazz Gwynn's mother took him to an emergency room because he had stopped breathing. He died shortly after arrival. An autopsy revealed multiple injuries, including a laceration to his heart, 2 healing rib fractures, blood in his chest and abdominal cavities, bruises, and head injuries. Gwynn told detectives he thought it was okay to shadow box at the boy to make him tough. After his prison term, Gwynn must serve 36 months of post-release and register as a violent offender. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Mixed reactions on Capitol Hill to a long-awaited report from the Justice Department's internal watchdog about the investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Inspector General's report proves once and for all
the predicate for the FBI's investigation was valid and without political bias.
But House Republican John Ratcliffe says Democrats shouldn't rush to declare victory because the legal threshold to start an investigation is a low one.
Even if there was a basis to open it, everything that came after it was exculpatory. There was no reason to continue it.
Michael Horowitz identifying serious performance failures up the FBI chain of command and numerous inaccuracies or omissions on applications to conduct surveillance on a former Trump campaign aide. The inspector general is expected to testify in a Senate hearing tomorrow. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Border Patrol agents found 11 Chinese migrants hidden inside furniture at the San Ysidro Port of Entry in San Diego, California.
The truck was driven by a 42-year-old U.S. citizen, was crossing over from Mexico. Officers had to free some of the Chinese nationals from a washing machine, a chest, and a dresser. That driver was arrested. The Chinese nationals were put on an immigration hold.
Fox 5 San Diego's Phil Blauer says the furniture was in a U-Haul moving truck.
The girlfriend of a Kansas City Chiefs star saying that rival fans were stepping over the line during Sunday's game.
Brittany Matthews took to Twitter to reveal that New England Patriots fans had been harassing her during Sunday's game at Gillette Stadium. Matthews, the girlfriend of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, was sitting with the QB's younger brother when she claims a drunk fan brought attention to who they were and encouraged people to antagonize them. Matthews claims that she was also yelled at multiple times by fans for standing and cheering on the MVP quarterback, ultimately leading to security moving her and Mahomes' brother to another part of the stadium. Brittany and Patrick would get the last laugh. The Chiefs came away with the 23-16 win over the Patriots. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a chilly start to the day with a mostly sunny sky expected throughout the afternoon. It's not going to be as windy as it was yesterday with a high 43. Mostly clear tonight, Tarlo 26. Sunny and breezy on Wednesday with a high in the low 50s. And it looks like we stay dry throughout the rest of the week with our next chance of rain or snow on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 23 degrees, but there's not much wind out there. Southwest at 8 miles per hour. 6:33 here with Steve and Ted. Today is Tuesday, December 10th, on this date in 1962. Lawrence of Arabia had its royal premiere in London. Peter O'Toole starred as English officer T.E. Lawrence. A terrific movie. I've never really seen it on the big screen. Have you seen it on the big screen,
I have
Ted?
Seen it in 70 millimeter on the big screen.
But that's impressive.
And it blows you away.
Such vistas.
Watching it on TV is not acceptable like that.
No. Peter O'Toole, and of course, I feel the same way about Dr. Zhivago,
which was
David Lean's next effort.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and the music. Oh, and the
music.
But Peter O'Toole was pretty much an unknown, was he not?
Yes, he was a newcomer.
Yeah, same with Omar Sharif, who was in this movie and then was in Dr. Zhivago as Zhivago.
I feel like the first half of Lawrence of Arabia is one of the greatest movies ever made.
And then it slows up.
The second half really gets bogged down and slows down. It's not as good.
Well,
the first half of that movie is just phenomenal.
It's about a true character, an Englishman who went out and worked with the Arabs, nomads, in fighting World War
I. Pretty interesting story.
It's a great story and a terrific movie, no doubt about it. Well, this was a case of a doggone bad driving, and that's because it was an actual dog doing the driving. Authorities in Florida say they got a report about a vehicle spinning in reverse in a Port St. Lucie cul-de-sac. When they arrived, they found the vehicle was being piloted by a black Labrador. Police suspected the dog's owner stepped away from the running car, and the pet entered and knocked it into reverse. Before the joyride ended, the car took out a mailbox and trash can. No one was hurt in the canine romp. I did see some video of this.
worse than most humans do when they're...
Apparently that dog couldn't find the brake pedal because it just went round and round and round in that cul-de-sac. Fortunately, nobody got killed or injured. That's good. Well, it was, to be sure, part of an incident at a Bed Bath & Beyond. Workers at a store in Greenville, North Carolina, say when they opened the store yesterday, someone was already there, an uninvited teenage boy who had camped out at the store overnight.
Yeah, somebody's been sleeping in my store.
Yeah. He's back there in the dry goods. Police say the 14-year-old was a runaway who ducked inside the store after leaving home. The teen wasn't harmed and was taken back home. Apparently, the kid ran away, and the first friendly place he saw was a Bed Bath & Beyond, and he ducked in there. How about that? 6:35 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And Wichita City Council is going to discuss term limits today, the possibility of your city council members and the mayor are limited to 2 4-year terms.
Right.
There's a request possibly going to 3.
Oh, to extend it. Okay.
To extend it. And I've been looking at some Facebook offerings. I think Fry, Councilman Fry's got one going on, and I put in my 2 cents. I don't think term limits are necessary at the local level. I think they are at the federal level. They're crucial if we're going to survive as a democracy. At the local level, though, I don't think so. What do you think, Ted? I think we're close enough to them. We can vote them out if we want to.
My initial thought was, I like it where it is now.
Just leave it like it is.
2 terms. That's enough.
And I don't see that it's malfunctioning. Maybe there's no need to change it at all then. Good point.
We'll see.
That's one of the things they have on their agenda today at city council meeting. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. It's coming up on 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. This is a big day for us at KNSS Radio because it's the 9th annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour.
It's tonight.
At the Scottish Rite Center at First and Topeka in Wichita. This is a fun deal to do. And who's all involved? You and I are involved. Tony Dusing's going to be doing the production.
Right.
Pushing the buttons, so to speak. I think someone that we know is going to be there is Santa Claus.
Well.
It's going to be fun.
We hope. He's very busy this time of year, so you never know.
And what it is, tonight at 7 o'clock, you go to the Scottish Rite Center, and we'd like to have a donation for the Kansas Food Bank, a monetary donation or a non-perishable food item. Take your seat at 7 p.m. We will do an old-style radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have great singing from the Air Capital Chorus and all of their singers. And Ted and I will be involved in a skit. I mean, a story that goes on throughout the show. And then on Christmas morning at 8 o'clock, we put it on the radio. Put it on the air.
Yeah, so if you're live in the audience tonight, you can hear yourself
cheering
and applauding on Christmas morning on KNSS.
But it's a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it. And St. Shelley, my wife, is going to come to the show with my grandson, Nolan.
Very nice.
Who's in college. But several years ago, he went to the first one of these, one of the first ones we had, and he thought it was just cool. Well, he wants to go back and see it again.
He was right.
He wants to see it again. That's tonight, the 9th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. Steve, with Steve and Ted.
That's it? You can only get one of your grandchildren to show up?
Well, two of them have got their own program someplace.
Okay.
And another one's working and whatever.
So, yeah, it's a busy time of year.
It's that time of the year. Yeah. Everybody's doing something. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for to check in with a guy who's never really got a whole lot going on. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve. Well, throughout the trading session Monday, the entire cattle complex traded on the mixed side. Most contracts had their highest trade of the past three trading sessions. Live cattle closed mixed, and the feeders were mostly positive. Now, last week, the five area feed yards sold 71,200 head of cattle, about 20,000 more than the previous week. Cash cattle trade in Kansas averaged $119 on the hoof. The lean hogs traded lower, which was near the lows of the month, and closed negative yesterday. On the close, Feb cattle 22 cents lower at 124.75. Jan feeders down 2 cents at 141.52. And Feb hogs 85 cents lower at 66.70. Now, the wheat and corn closed negative, and the soybeans closed positive Monday. The upside in the soybeans was tied to some Chinese buying of U.S. soybeans and managed money accounts short covering. Corn harvest is now 92% complete. The Kansas winter wheat good exit rating is lower at only 38% now. And today at 11 o'clock is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, March KC wheat's down a penny and three quarters at 424 and a quarter. March corn unchanged at 375 and three quarters. January beans a penny and a quarter higher at 898 and one half. January crude oil, 36 cents lower at 58.64. February gold, $7 higher at 1,471.90. December S&P, 9 3/4 points lower at 3,125. December dollar index, 10 cents lower at 97.51. And December Dow Jones futures down 96 points at 27,806. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, how busy are we here in the next few days? Well, we've got 2 weeks till Christmas, so there's probably not much impact at all. But you've probably stopped working already.
We're just kind of kicking back. You know, after we get this show done here in the morning, it's pretty much easy the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's a
question. Are you a fan of eggnog? Do you like eggnog?
I hate it.
Really? Why?
Yes. I just don't like the taste of it. I don't like the flavor of it. I'm not much of a milk drinker, and it just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I kind of like it, but they tell me it's better if you put some scotch or something.
Yes.
In it, something like that. What do you think, Tom?
Actually, the last time I drank any, it had some liquor in it. It did help the flavor.
If you remember, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, you might have been my late Uncle Elmer who really loved fresh milk. You don't like it. Elmer loved it. He was, but he died kind of unexpectedly. He was getting a drink one day, and the cow fell on him, so.
It can be a little dangerous getting your milk that way.
That way. Well, sounds like somebody who knows, Ed. All right. Thank you, Tom. We'll talk to you
later. Thank you.
6:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Don Grant.
Got a financial plan? You're rare, says Don. We'll check in with him coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.